Congressman Jim Himes, Democrat of Connecticut, told General Alexander, as he was testifying yesterday, that he was more troubled by the domestic calling log program, which he called, this a congressman called it this, historically unprecedented in the extent of data that is being collected on potentially all American citizens. And I would put that to you, Congressman Dutch Riesberger, who joins us, ranking member of that House Intelligence Committee. It's your own colleagues in the House and in the Senate who are also raising questions about this.
Well, we should raise questions, and I think that's what Congress's role is. We should debate this. This is why Chairman Rogers and I are trying to get the intelligence community to open up as much as we can so that we can show the not only members of Congress, but all of our constituents and Americans why this program is important, why you need to have things that are classified. And unfortunately, what Snowden did is that he put his back and he really turned on his country and gave information to the bad guys who are always plotting and planning for terrorist attacks, not only in the United States of America, but where we're our allies. So that's why we're attempting to get information out. That's why I'm talking to you about it today. That's why we had an open hearing yesterday. Now, as I said before, if I weren't in this field, I could understand first blush, especially the way the media came out and people making comments that weren't correct, saying that we weren't following the law. That's not true. So the only thing we can do is attempt to educate. And
well, I'm not following the media reports, Congressman. I am
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about
national media reports. But let me make the point to you is that I am not on some limb saying you're listening to my phone calls. I'm not saying that we're being – but what I am saying, though, Congressman, is this massive collection of data for most Americans, when they understand it, would say that this is an overreach, that this should be something that is done through warrants. And when they hear – 1 second, Congressman. When they hear the office – the director of intelligence, Mr. Clapper, come in front of a senator and lie directly to a U.S. senator, it makes them nervous.
I would agree. I'm not sure whether Clapper lied or not, whether misinterpretation, but that's Clapper.
Congressman.
Wait a minute. I'm not going to debate that.
Okay.
What I'm going to try to do is to tell you that when you have people like General Alexander, who is considered one of the top in what he does in the world, he's an individual that has helped to protect our warfighters and what we do in intelligence, he and his team, you know, at NSA. And what he is saying, what Mueller, Director Mueller, one of the most respected FBI directors in the history of our country, have both said, that if we want to protect ourselves from another 9/11, this is the most effective program that we can have. And if we're maintaining this database, and we have the ability to go into that database when there's a possible terrorist attack, when you go in, what's being held are numbers that the names and are not and the Americans' names are not being connected to these phone numbers.
I understand.
But when you deal with technology and as it evolves, because if we don't, then you're going to have Russia, China, and terrorists being able to get ahead of us in the technology world. We don't want that. We know about the cyber attacks that we're having right now. This is a new world, and we have to educate where we are. Now, if we don't want to protect ourselves from an attack, people are saying, well, what are we doing with respect to terrorist attacks? Well, there were 3,000 Americans killed in 9/11. And right now, what we're trying to do is, number one, say to the people that this is why we need to have this program that is pursuant to the law, that we have the checks and balances, that we're one of the few countries in the world that has administration because of our forefathers, Congress, and the courts.
But let's talk about the courts, Congressman.
Yeah,
let's talk about the FISA court, Foreign Intelligence Court. Let's look at the fact that 33,900 requests were made of them since they've been created. Only 11 have been denied. A lot of people would not say that's a check and balance, Congressman.
I'm really glad you raised that issue, because this is the way that court works. When you're in front of a judge, look, I used to be a trial attorney, and you have both sides go before a judge. Judges hearing the facts, they making a decision. The FISA court are U.S. judges who have been confirmed United States Senate. Okay, the FISA court is an oversight court. It's not a court that is listening to both sides of the argument, but they're in the oversight role. What happens in the FISA court, when the FBI normally, sometimes, you know, they could be the intelligence community, goes to the FISA court, they send up, I believe their lawyers send up exactly what the request is, why they need it, whether or not the facts are there to justify the court's approving what needs to be done. Okay, there's a memo that's set up to the court who has a staff. The court reviews that memo, the court and their staff, and then the court comes back and they give them a memo saying, this is our concern, you need to fix this, you need to give us more information. So what it's doing with the court, it's not a judiciary court as we know a trial court, it's oversight, the same oversight that we have, only they're doing it from a judicial point of view. And if that doesn't meet the test, now the reason that they've only turned some down because it's all investigated and all the information is sent to the court before the actual request comes as official request. That is the reason for that. These are qualified judges who have a lot of integrity, who really, like a lot of us on the Intel Committee, can't talk about a lot what they do because we can't let our enemy find out.
We're not questioning the judge's integrity.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying generally what the purpose and what the system is. It's an oversight capacity here. It's not listening to both sides of an argument.
But then that wouldn't be, in the strict definition of it, Congressman, that would not be a check and balance of the court.
Oh, yes, it can, because the court at that time can turn it down. And if they
but they're not turning them down.
Well, wait a minute.
That's what I'm saying to you, sir.
If in fact that there are situations that are needed or facts that are needed for the court to make a decision, then the intelligence community or the FBI have to go back and they have to evaluate what they're going to do, whether or not they're going to make the formal request. I mean, this is what the process is. Now, you know, we talk about you know, is a court a rubber stamp if you don't agree with this. But more importantly, what we have to do is get the facts out to the public that it's not violating the law, that there are checks and balances that are there. That's our system. We have been rated one of the top systems in the United States as far as transparency and following the law.
Well, but Congressman, there have been a lot of cracks in that armor recently, particularly with the public's trust.
Not in the intelligence arena.
I understand that, but the questions that are being asked to me are very legitimate, Congressman, when it comes to...
I'm glad you're raising the issue. This is important that I'm able to discuss these with you. You raise these issues. I said it, and I'll say it a third time. If I weren't in this field, I'd be concerned, too. And I think it's important that we attempt to educate, and you and I talk about these concerns so that at least I can try to answer them the best that I can based on my knowledge.
Why was it important, Congressman, to not let the American public know? Apparently, Senator Ron Wyden and Senator Mark Udall for 2 years have been trying to let Americans know about this. Why was it important not to share this until it was broken by Snowden?
Share this program?
Share this collection of data, the collection of phone data.
Because right now, what this does, it gives our enemies an advantage. The terrorists are always trying to hide from us. I've had conversations with you about our concern with a lone wolf, where it's a small group of people that aren't going to use phones, that aren't going to use their Blackberries or the Internet to communicate. Because if there's a huge attack out there, a lot of times, most of the time, all the time we have since then, we'll pick it up. And this program that was approved by the Congress, both Republicans and Democrats, in a bipartisan way, we have the checks and balances. You know, the previous administration, when this first started after 9/11, you know,
they weren't going to a court. I know they didn't go to FISA.
And so we were able, and that's when I wasn't there then, but when I came in, and we were able to work through the issues with the Republicans and the Democrats to make sure the courts were involved. So there's an example.
We're out of time, but let me ask you this.
Okay,
will you be holding more hearings on this? You and the Congressman Rogers.
Well, we'll have hearings on this every week, and we want to try to educate, you know, our members to the best that we can, because it's important we educate them and the public. We keep saying to the intelligence community, we want you to try to declassify as much so we can talk about why we need this program, why it's legal, and why it's done to protect the United States of America from terrorist attacks.
Congressman, always great to have you on board, sir. Take care of yourself.